What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up? Welcome back to 26 Degrees, Miami Hurricanes Football, Barbershop Talk. It's your guy, Larian, here with a few of my buddies, my compadres, my Canes family. We're here to just talk a little football. I hope we don't offend nobody today. Just the best team in the country. If you can't stomach that, this might not be the place to be, man. We're not about to lie for y'all, so you'll be more comfortable in this room. We're going to tell the truth, so. Yeah, what it is. Ain't no team in this country better than ours, and we ain't about to sit here and lie like it is. Got my guys here with me. Let me see if Turnpike is available. He might be caught up in the Lincoln Tunnel. Oh, as soon as I brought him on stage, they jumped off. Meezy gonna try to join us, man. He having some connectivity issues, so we'll see if he can jump back in with us a little late on. But in the meantime, we got the real field general X is in the building with us. X, hey, what's up?
Yo, what's good? We done got rid of all the cupcakes on our schedule so far.
What's up?
Hey, 5-0, got a bye week, man. Let's get back healthy. Let's get back focused. I'm happy about the win. I mean, I'm aggravated about the win, but I'm happy end of the day.
Right.
For the most part, I'm happy because a team thought they was equal to us. So, you know, that was really kind of the crazy part. But it is what it is. Rob, we got Rob with us, man. Rob, the funny part is, you know, I don't do the bookmark stuff on the timeline, right? But I was like, okay, I know my dogs. They going to have all the bookmarks, and I'm going to just piggyback off it. So I'm looking for bookmarks. I'm like, dang, no bookmarks. These niggas must have been deleted and I see niggas blocking people and going on private. I'm like, oh, this is what we doing.
Yeah, man. Hey, that reality is this. Say what up to him, though, Rob.
Man, what's happening, man? Hey, look, man, I'm feeling great. Again, I'm happy about the win. I'm pissed off about a few things. We don't talk about it. But, man, look, them bookmarks, when I went to them bookmarks, one of them things was Houdini, but them things disappeared.
They just pulled me out for the fucking other show.
Yeah. It, you know, no heart for the fight, man. All that talking, all that fat mouthing, man. You know,
they did all that fat mouthing, and then when it's time to come to the altar, like, nobody can be found. Nah, everybody got things they got to do. Nobody want to talk. And it was like, hold on, y'all had everything to say.
Everything. Meezy, you with us now? You good? Nah, that boy's still in twilight, man.
Yeah. All right,
tap in if you can. Anyway, let's get into it, man. Yeah, a lot of talk, man. You know, the sad part is like, Florida beat Texas, and I was able to watch a good bit of that game. They look good. Look pretty dominant, especially up front. And, you know, shout out to the kid, Dallas Wilson. This kid a dog, man. I wish we could have got him in the fold. You know, I know we did our work on it. You know, he had his own personal kind of circumstance reason for deciding to go to Florida at the end of the game and decide to go there. And I said, oh, here we go. Soon as I seen this shit, I said, they're going to pop out and start talking about if we would have had. Oh, man. Listen, man, it's the state of Florida. You know, we consider ourselves the big three, you know, set standard. National titles in between all the programs. Y'all got to stop this hypothetical football shit, man. Like, it's terrible. It's embarrassing, and it just needs to stop. You had your opportunity. Wasn't close. Got stumped out. Got smoked. And guess what? We better than Texas. Hate to break it to you. Breaking news. Better than Texas, dog. So you can't judge us by them. Got lined up, play a game. We had a chance to play a game, and the same thing happened this week. These people talking about if they had played that same way in the fourth all game. Yeah, I even seen I saw Freddie Stevens said, man, stop lying. Like, quit that bullshit. Like, if you watch the game, man. You know, watching that game, it was not close. you know, it was an opportunity to be a lot closer, and we'll get to that toward the end. But nah, that wasn't a close contest, man. And I think it just boiled down to just talent. Just a talent thing. Something, you know, we talking about a little bit as we just getting into the beginning of the show, pre-show. It's just a talent gap. And, you know, this is the thing. I don't know if, you know, some of these people lying to themselves or they're just trying to be optimistic. But we've been saying for years that Mike can't recruit. Well, you don't go from not being able to recruit to 2-10 to all of a sudden a great team. Like, there's no logical buildup to that being the case. Because in order to be a great team, you're going to have the talent pool to pull from. They went 2-10, fired the coordinators, hit the portal hard again, and, you know, pretty much retooled the whole team. You know, necessary move there. But, yeah, I don't know why you would sit there and lie to yourself and think that this is a team that you're feeling that's truly the caliber that Florida State is accustomed to putting out on that field. You know, thoughts on that? What do you think, D-Rob, just about just looking at the talent just across the field from us?
It was definitely a talent gap. You can see the development in our players that we have. It's evident versus the player that they have. Like we're in a much better spot. I wasn't impressed with any, like, this is, and I said this, like, they're basically USF North. All right, you're running a gimmick offense, right? You have, like, on the defense, this is not, I mean granted, yes, I hate Florida State, I want to see them suffer, but if we talk in real, like, this is not a Florida State defense. This is not what Florida State does. Like, come on, man. They're usually strong in the secondary. They're usually decent, at least decent up front, and I don't see it. Like, nothing on that defense had me saying, oh, man, boy, it wasn't a Jared Verse out there. It wasn't a Brennan. It wasn't nothing like that out there. You know, granted, they have two little young guys, you know, the two twins from, you know, down here that they're kind of excited about. But outside of that, man, everything was trash. The DB room, trash. Like, I was not impressed at all.
I credit Daryl Jackson as an improved player and a pro player, like I said, pregame. But the problem is, he's playing the nose. He's getting doubled and tripled. Like,
yeah, he's wasting his talent. That's not what he does. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a attack. He's not a nose guard. Like, I don't know why they got him playing that. But anyway, you ain't got no choice now. Like that, like I said, the recruiting is evident, right? And it's only going to get even worse because, like, we about to do some special things, man. We about to do some real special things. And now these kids are seeing the development. Like, when we first hired JT, a lot of people, oh, he just got a gold jacket. Da, 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 da. He ain't putting it in the league. Now you're starting to see after the 3 years that he's been here, well, the 3 or 4 years that he's there, look what it's turning into. Like, Bane and Mesidor, that is the best DN tandem in the nation. Like, they are destroying these. They are destroying these tackles, man. Like, there isn't a team that we face. Like, we face probably, like, the best, probably, like, two of the best O-lines we're probably going to face the rest of the year, right? Which one was Notre Dame. And if you want a safe UF, you can, because, but I don't really know, right? I'm still kind of iffy about that. Other than that, we might come across, like, maybe Pittsburgh or something like that, because usually they're good. They're usually decent in the trenches. But outside of that, we're not facing another Tommy Castellanos. There's no more little gnats where you got to keep swatting the gnat away because it's just in your face and you can't. That's all he is. We ain't got to worry about nothing like that. Bro, we about to be destroying. The only thing I don't like, man, we got to get these sacks, man. Like, we got all the pressures in the world. We got all the pressures in the world. You know, we had what? Bane had, what, 11 pressures by himself? Bro, he should at least.
I think Bane for the season got 32
bro.
Myself, then 32 pressures.
He should have at least 10 sacks, bro. Easily 10 sacks, bro.
Yeah, hey, man. You know, just like you said, hard catching that little fly back there. That little joke. Yeah,
you about to come across some of these stats.
That's the two quarterbacks that we played against. We played against the dude from South Florida, and then you play against Castle. Right. So it's like, yeah, man, although he's getting those pressures, he playing against quarterbacks that's faster than him. So he's like, yeah, I'm a second late, you know what I'm saying? But he's right there, you know, and that's cool. Speaking on that talent that you were just saying, listen, I said it on the show. I said it. I told everybody they talent is not, it's trash. It's nothing compared to us. They was overrated. They caught Alabama at the right time, and congratulations. But everybody know y'all. We know, you know what I'm saying? We know what y'all coming with. All that phony crap that y'all got, the trick play. And that's the funny part, because the nation is sitting there really watching. Well, he ran out of trick plays. Now they ain't got nothing. Like, that was the funny part, Larry. I know he was laughing. Like,
yeah, I'm watching.
The last trick play he ran, I know everybody was like, this. Dog, the one play, I think when Bryce intercepted the ball, these niggas tried to do a fake clap on us.
Yeah, right. What and they the did, hell he was turned that? Sideways when they stepped at Castellanos, so it looked like he was off guard, like he wasn't really ready for it. But like they practiced that shit. That wasn't no damn, that wasn't no accident.
Yeah,
what the hell was that? Hey, I ain't gonna lie. If I'm a fan, dog, I would have said fire that nigga right now. What was this? Come on, listen, man. Like, this wasn't even a play. What is this?
Listen, I'm gonna tell you, I knew they ass was done when they ran that damn trick reverse play, like at the beginning of the game. When that happened, I said, oh boy, they is cooked. There is no way you doing trick plays during the first quarter of the game. There should be no trick plays.
Hey, bro. they were showing real signs of desperation in that first quarter, bro. I don't know if I just get hot back on how to tell people not. I should. I mean, we'll see. I had to tell people not to call the house, man. She, you know, she got broadband over here, so I had to unplug the phone jack in the house.
Okay. That's crazy.
But nah, that man, crazy. That 4th and 8 though, I was like, ain't no way they're going for this, bro.
Yeah.
That's desperation. That's like some fourth quarter, third quarter, you gotta come back. I'm like, what, they was down 3?
Yeah,
it was down 4. They were down 4.
They were down 4. I'm like, man, come on. And next thing you know,
7-3 at that point.
2 seconds later, 14-3. I'm like, that's ball game.
Yeah.
But you know, Mike Novell is a G5 coach, so that's how he coached the game. You know what I'm saying? That's how he coached. That's why he recruit the way he recruit. That's how he coached the way he coached, because he's a G5 coach. He's not a Power 4 coach.
Listen,
I told him, like, man, y'all hired this guy like he's a Power 4 coach. Huh, man, y'all struck gold. Lightning that 1 year when y'all got all them players.
1 year out of 6.
But no, that's it. He's not that coach. You see it. Like, you see it in his eyes. Even in his eyes, he's not that coach.
Yeah, he be looking nervous, and like he be looking like he trying too hard to think during the games too. His eyes get big. He look like real timid, all that. Yeah, it's obvious in his face and his little mannerisms during the game. But that was ridiculous though, man.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you, man. Mike was better off keeping the play calling, because I'm gonna tell you what happened. This dates back to last week for them. They had to go in their bag against Virginia, so all that stuff that they possibly was trying to hide and try to keep for us, it was all exposed. They all that reverse with McCutcheon. They knew when Danzy got in the game, they knew what it was. He's gonna go in motion, jet sweep is gonna be all that. Everything got shut down. They weren't able to do nothing. The only thing that they were able to do, and that was towards the end, was like he roll out, he find Deuce Roberts but near the sideline. That's it. They got nothing in the middle. They got nothing deep. They couldn't do nothing at all. Period. Running nothing.
And at that point, we was playing soft and just saying you wasn't gonna get the touchdown. They're giving them the underneath stuff, which could be frustrating, but I understand too, because they was killing so much clock at that point in the game. But yeah, I watched. I think I mentioned in the last show, I said it again, when I turned the Kent State tape on, I was like, bro, what are they doing? And you pulling this out against Kent State, okay, all right, I see this is exactly what I thought it was. This is what true skeptics of the Gus Malzahn hire were saying from the get go. This shit, it just don't work for seasons. It can work for a game, and it can work in a lower tier conference. But when you get to playing just some talent that's going to be fast enough, and they know your 15 plays, but they talk about how you know he got such an extensive playbook. Yeah, it's just different personnel running the same plays. So you just switch out the tight end for the third wide receiver, but the play is the same. You know, and it's an option offense. And it's like, this is what Florida State is now? A 3-3-5 defense because you don't have the dogs in the trenches, right? You're supposed to be lining up. I know, you know, in today's day and age, 4-3 pretty much a gone, you know, afterthought. But 4-2-5 is what you should be running now if you're Florida State. What are we talking about? They're supposed to have four dogs. That's Florida State is, you know, has a rich history of defensive line. And now you got to come up with, and that's what Mike did. Mike was like, hey man, shit. If I'm gonna win anything, I got to get back in my G5 bag and try to trick teams to catch them off guard. You know, I got to catch them with the pants down and see if I can pull some shit off. But I guess we'll get a little bit into just the minutia, a little bit of the actual game. You know, first quarter, you know, they start off opening drive for them and us. I wasn't feeling. I didn't like our trenches either way, offensive line or defensive line in that first quarter to start the game. And I was like, this don't quite look like the team I know we are. I thought they was getting, you know, did they ever get back down even in the whole game? They never got once, didn't they?
Nah.
Never, they didn't get to them? Okay. I thought they might have gotten one time. But
they got, are you talking about the back? You talking about the back?
Yeah.
I think they got on once when he scrambled and he was run. I think they got him like he got back to the line of scrimmage, or it was like a 1 yard loss and they counted it as a sack. That was all.
Right.
It wasn't nothing crazy. It wasn't nothing crazy.
But the pressure, even at the very beginning, I was like, man, we're getting bored. I'm like, come on, yeah. Let's get out of here. And I didn't feel like we were bullying like we had been in the other team. Now that kind of quickly went away. You know, buckled down, which I knew, like, all right, they're gonna when they start this game on the defensive side, they was gonna hit us for a few chunks. Like, I know that was gonna happen. I was like, that's fine. The key was, you know, to buckle down once we got into the red zone area and kill any points beyond three. It's open drive script. You know, they're gonna get in his bag. He got his design for what he want to pull off. And yeah, they hit us a few times, but then I thought again, you know, just way to buckle down, make them settle for the three, and then, you know, let's try to get to work. And it just, I don't know, it quickly turned into the Miami Hurricane show, man. I just, it didn't take much time at all. You know, they sold out against the run because I think this is what certain teams are thinking, and I think everybody may try to do, so people may try to copy this formula because they think that Carson Beck is like so – it's a weird narrative. They act like he's like this very turnover-prone quarterback.
Well, from what I was told, too, I guess Florida State thought for some reason somebody got in the air and told him that Carson Beck's arm isn't healthy.
Oh yeah, I did hear that.
I don't know why they thought that. And if they thought that and they took that serious, that shows you that the coaching staff ain't serious. Like, there's no way I'm finna take some serious like that. Like, Carson Beck elbow, if he's not healthy, he's not playing. That's just plain and simple. Come on. But yeah, they must have, I don't know. That was stupid. Like, I would never think a quarterback is not healthy. You know what I'm saying? Unless
he played all year, right?
Yeah,
he,
that's like
I'm the head glad coach. You brought it back, I totally forgot that. But yeah, that I heard that same rumor that yeah, they heard that his arm wasn't up to par. And I'm like, word? This what y'all gonna go with? Like, crazy. That's your hope and prayer. And so they just sold out. You know, try to pressure up the middle, which was good on their part in the sense of it did help stifle the run game. We never went completely away from it, but okay, but you're just setting up your subpar corners to have to get out there and guard our wide receivers. And I like us in every matchup in that way. There's not a single matchup that I didn't feel like we had the advantage on the outside. So, you know, they came down after that first drive, got the three. We was able to get the ball back after that. And then, you know, drove the field, just worked them, man. And we was able to punch it in with CJ Daniels, who did probably my favorite thing out of everybody in the whole celebration game. Run up to the camera and start doing the war chant.
Oh, yeah. That was gangster.
I love that. I do it all the time. Like, every time I turn around and we score and I do that same thing.
Hey, Larry, but you know what's crazy? You know who was on that in that end zone too? Jimbo Fish and Dalvin Cook. They were standing right there.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
That was Cook. Because when Maddie caught the touchdown, you know, he looked at Cook and, you know, Cook couldn't do nothing but like, yeah, man, you know, you the truth. Hey, but I'm going to tell you what's funny, right? Last year, we played Florida State at our stadium, right? Florida State immediately say, oh, well, we're not going to let Cam Ward beat us. What we do? We go and run the ball down their throat.
Right.
This year, we play them at their stadium. Oh, well, we ain't going to let y'all run the ball. All right, no pressure. Okay. What Carson Beck does? Goes out there, four touchdowns.
No pick, yep.
And it's like, come on, coach. Y'all stupid. Like, y'all just thinking Miami not a team. Like, we is a full, complete team. We're going to get to you whichever way you allow us to get to you.
Exactly. Balanced. Balanced offensively and defensively. At no point this year so far in any game, no matter, like, how close the score may have ever got, I never felt nervous for this team because I just felt like we can dominate when it's that time. Like, when it's time to just be like, all right, let's go do what we want to do. I don't feel like there's a team that we face yet or will face that's going to make us not be able to execute what we want to do. You know, when it's an absolute must situation, like we got to move this ball, and we may have to get a little creative with it, we'll be able to do that effectively. And it's nothing you're going to really be able to do to stop it. You know, after that first touchdown, man, it just turned into the first three quarters. Shit, I can't believe this game wasn't more to the tune of like 48-13. Because we were just that dominant. Like, it was amazing to me that it wasn't just more points on the board. And I think that'll be called into, you know, some of the criticism that fans have. And I got it too about maybe getting too conservative during certain stretches of the game. The second quarter, again, just really putting together good stops defensively. They wasn't able to create a lot. Castellanos was under a lot of pressure. And, you know, I said it. I know I definitely said in the group chat, I was like, man, you get him rattled out there and he just going to heave it up. And it's what he does. He just go to that back foot, put the pressure on, boy. He just going to flick it in the air and just pray for the best, man. And that definitely came to bite him in the ass, too. That came off of that one trick play we were talking about, yeah, where he was, you know, pulling the fake. I ain't ready for the snap. foolishness that they tried to pull out. And we already had that big boy back there, Fitzgerald, just waiting on it. They said, yeah, just go and lobby right on up here. Alley you, put it up by the rim, go ahead and dunk that. Let's see. Yeah, how did we even get the next score? I'm trying to remember now. Let me see.
The next score came off that turnover.
Yeah, that's when FIFA,
very first play. Aggressive.
Yeah, as soon as Bryce got the interception, next play, freshman. Listen.
No, that was Tony, yeah.
Interception, freshman touchdown by Maddie. Like, the narrative that freshmen don't play at Miami is stupid. They come and play Miami. We've had all-American freshmen ever since Mario's been at Miami. I don't even know where the narrative comes from. That's stupid. But yeah, next play, flea flicker, Mally beats Edwin Joseph, another South Florida kid, and another South Florida kid who should have been on the play, Earl Little. He just stuck his head in the backfield and Matty ran by both of those guys for the touchdown, and that was it, man. From the CJ touchdown when it was 7-3, I knew the game was over from there. And I like, yeah, this is over. It's because it just looked too easy.
CJ
touchdown was just too easy. It was like he didn't even have to work for it. It was a shake. Number 19, I don't know why they say he was a good cover guy. I'm like, where was that?
He left it at home.
Hey, listen, yeah. Earl Little and number 19, they need to go see a therapist today.
That boy got beat. They got beat
to sleep.
Yeah, then once Malley scored the 14, once went 14-3, I'm like, yeah, the game about to be a blowout. Because it's just nothing Florida State could do or look like they was trying to do, look like it was going to work. At that point, our defense was coming. We was coming full throttle. The offense, you know, we was being able to throw the ball, move the ball. And both of their coaches, both of their coordinators just started to look confused. I mean, Gus was looking confused already because he ran out of plays. Tony, he don't know what's going on because he's trying to play 8 in the box and not knowing that, man, they got some receivers who could actually move and they you know, the quarterback can throw the ball. So, again, like I say, man, the first half, 14-3 at halftime, I was like, yeah, man, there's nothing this team Florida State could do, man. Like, when we went up 28-3, I'm like, man, this thing should be 40-something-3. That's why you see what I tweeted, like, man, make it 45-3, like, because this team can do nothing.
Nothing. Not a damn thing. Yeah, because come back, you know, from the half, we get the rock. And then just once again, man, just surgical, man, just placing it in the right spot. And, you know, Tony just got just the right move. I love that little dead leg move he got. Stuck it in the ground. The boys done shook to the right. They out there shaking ass, you know, went back inside and beat the rest of the defense. Too easy. Too easy, man. It just looked like a fun playground ball where it's like the squad, you know, like the older kids versus the younger kids down here out there. Just like, we just having fun. Even like going back to CJ Daniels' touchdown, like even that head fake looked silly. Like he looked like he was bullshitting around when he did it. He's like a little half inside felt head shake. Like I was just playing, man. And it took easy inside. Light work touchdown. But then you know, Tony with the back-to-back touchdowns. And then, you know, you crawl on over. At this point, I feel like this team is just completely devastated. I feel like this team is done for. And I can't see any situation in which they can get back in this game. And I think our coaches saw it that way too. For better or for worse, but I think the criticism you'll hear from fans, you know, again, happy about the win, but you know, as we move on over to the fourth quarter, you know, in the end of the third, again, just kind of pitch and catch, man. CJ Daniels, you know, the secondary can't tackle; they don't have the closing speed for Florida State. So, I mean, we're just able to just toss the rock and then just let playmakers make plays. So, hit CJ Daniels again, you know, he just slices through to the secondary, dives into the end zone. It's 28-3. Game effectively over at this point. And that's cool on one hand. But we get to the fourth, and, you know, they breathe a little life into this team. And I get it on one hand, and I wasn't overly critical of most of it to the very end of the game. So, you know, they start getting a little something going. It's like I said, it's hard to catch this kid. Castellanos is just going to run around. We're playing mostly preventive stuff, like just not letting them beat us over the top was the key, make them burn clock, which worked beautifully. It worked exactly how you want to. They was able to get hit LaWayne McCoy. And even on that play, man, he was like scrambling like hell. And I seen him going over towards the sideline. And I remember all this, like, get him out of my ass. Easier said than done, baby. Little fucker hard to get to. Plus, he had the running back kind of trailing right in front of him, too. And then he actually, nice throw by him. He threw like a little kind of a crossbody to LaWayne McCoy sitting in the back of the end zone. Shout out, LaWayne, man. We tried to get you on the squad, man. Wanted you in early. Mario tried to get you to come on the team, man. You know, went across the street to them people. And then after that, the boys start to change. They're like, well, he probably was sitting around like, they're going to call me any minute now. They're going to call me any minute now. Just wait. I don't know if that phone rang no more for the kid, man. Good luck in Tallahassee for as much longer as you're going to stay there. They, you know, went for the 2-point. What was that? I think they did, Danzy with the little handoff, little inside kind of reverse handoff to Danzy for the 2 points. This point is 28-11. Game's still out of hand. We're just, the problem I'm seeing is when we're getting the ball and we're being conservative, I don't have a problem with being conservative. It's just how you want to be conservative. And y'all stop me when you disagree or, you know, want to add on whatever. But at this point, Florida State, like, all right, they just going to run the rock at us. Even though we haven't had a lot of success just trying to run it the way we traditionally have this season, you know, just kind of off-tackle stuff, they selling out. Completely selling out of run against the run, and we just running right into the teeth of it. And credit to their crowd, too, because I give them this. They ain't clear out of there. Them people hung in there, and they gave them a little something to cheer about. You know, the McCoy touchdown, the little 2-point conversion. They got a little life now. They starting to see a little glimmer of hope. You know, you hear the Seminole chant. It's loud in there. I give them that, man. They definitely kept the energy up. And I think we just gave the rock back too fast. I feel like when you can still want to be conservative and still want to run the football, but it don't mean you got to just run it directly at the teeth of the defense. Like, I felt like there was opportunities to do, try to bounce the run to the outside a little bit. Maybe just little throws to the flat, which is effectively, you know, something we've been doing really well, but it's effectively a run play anyways. You know, little throws, we like little flares we throw out to Shamar Brown or whatever. Those are the things I felt like we should have adapted to down the stretch to continue to play conservatively. You're still not putting the ball in harm's way, but drain the clock and take away their scoring opportunities. I know you have some criticism, D-Rob. What's your thoughts?
My whole thing was, I understood that defensively that they kind of didn't want to give up the big play. You know what I'm saying? That's why I kept dinking and dunking and dinking and dunking. The penalties, man, like the penalties pit, like the amount, like we really could have had them stopped, you know, when they had that 19 play, 96 yard drive, but Armando Blunt decided to, you know, get the personal foul, 15 yard penalty. When we had them stopped, I think it was like,
I'm trying to recall. I know what you're talking about, but what exactly happened right on
that? So Castellanos was scrambling and he scrambled and he picked up probably like maybe like 3 or 4 yards. Cause I think they were like in first and, I don't know. I think they were behind the sticks.
Yeah.
And yeah.
A little late coming in on the
track. Yeah, the late coming in. Yeah. And like, yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then he got that penalty, which gave them life. And that's why they kept, you know, doing that. I think Heather, it's like he just stopped kind of like blit. Like he kind of stopped doing what he was doing because he was trying to protect like the lead on that side. You know what I'm saying? So that was kind of one of my drawbacks on offense. Oh man, I think that they should have kept trying to. I mean, I wanted them to continue to be aggressive. Like, I wasn't mad on the 4th and 8. I wasn't mad that they went for it because they're already down. I get it, right? But I'm like, but this is what be frustrating to Kansas fans, because last year when we went and kicked the field goal, you know what I'm saying, against Georgia Tech, people were like, well, why we ain't go for it? Even though, you know what I'm saying, and we were down. So this time we're up, and we're like, shoot, hey, keep being aggressive. We've been aggressive this whole game. We've been going, taking deep shots. We 4th and 2, we went for it, and, you know, we was up. We, you know what I'm saying? So it's 4th and 8. We're on their side of the field. You know what I'm saying? It's less than what, 3 minutes left in the game. They would have to drop, or maybe it might have been a little less. Yeah, a little less than 3 minutes left in the game. They have no timeouts. So yeah, why not? Why not? You know what I'm saying? You think they're gonna score two touchdowns in less than 3 minutes? I doubt it. You know what I'm saying? So you know, you saw what Mike did when he got close enough. What he did? Kick a field goal. But nobody had a problem with that. Like, nobody ain't say, man, why he ain't go for the touch? No, he kicked the field goal and said, you know what? I'm going to just try to get the onside kick. If I get it, cool. We can try to do something. If not, hey, it is what it is. It's like, nobody had a problem with that, but y'all had a problem with us going for it on 4th and 8, which we would have gotten it, and we would have – we probably would have scored. We probably would have – Malik, he had nothing but green grass in front of him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he probably would have scored. Also, gosh, Keelan Marion, man, like the illegal shift. Like, that's 7 points right there. It's supposed to be, it would have been 35-3 right there.
Oh, yeah.
35-3 on that lead. Yeah, man, like, he it was like barely, but man. I don't know if y'all saw it, but if you go back and look when that play happened, the FSU coach was like pointing, and the ref threw the flag. Y'all got to go back and look at it. Cause I was like, man, how did they catch that? And then I looked and seen, the coach was pointing. He said something, pointed, and the ref threw the flag on that. That's why nobody ain't see it until like the end when he scored a touchdown. It was like, oh, but there's a flag down, and everybody what's the flag for? The flag for? Right? Then Marion again on that damn reverse. Like, let your blocks lead you. If you let your blocks lead you, that's a touchdown.
Yeah.
That's a touchdown.
Yeah, that's a house call.
Yes, a house call. So it's just that and just like the penalties, man. Like the false start on Markell Bell, the holding on Sampson. It's a couple things. It was like, we should have gotten a safety. When Mesidor got held, like dude was around his neck and they didn't call it. That should have been a safety right there. That should have been a safety. So it's like, I think we just gotta do a little bit better in the fourth quarter, because this is another game. This is like the third game when we playing these Power Four teams, where it's like the fourth quarter, we kind of get like complacent, or it's kind of like, because like remember Notre Dame came back, tied it up 20-20, we end up scoring, right? And then like the Florida game. Like, we kind of got a little sloppy, threw the pick. They scored, you know what I'm saying? They scored the touchdown. They got the ball back.
Florida game, was third quarter when they got the
third.
Okay. Third. Yeah. But, yeah. So, it's like, we got to – we getting out to these great starts. You know, I'm not complaining about that, but, like, it's just finishing. Like, we got to do a better job of finishing, because when we play, if we get to that playoff, like – we play the Ohio State, the Oregon, you know what I'm saying? Somebody like that, we ain't going to have that opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. Yeah, we up there, whatever, but they've been there. You know what I'm saying? Those teams been there. Those coaches have been there. They have the expectation. They know what to do. So
I think for the most part, Mario kind of is a little confident with this defense this year. So you see them saying, well, hey, let's just try to get this clock down to, you know, 0-0, stuff like that, because our defense is going to pretty much stop them. Granted, I understand that, but yeah, you know, at one point you got to just say, man, let's just kill them dead. You know what I'm saying? You know, man, stop being the old disrespectful Miami again. Like, just say, all right, it's 28-3, and let's run this thing up to 50 something. Let's make it disrespectful. Well, You and the guy don't like each other already, so make it worse. Make them really talk about you, man. Yeah. Make them talk about you. Just
embrace the hate.
That's my thing, because already Mario, most of the coaches around college football don't like you. So give them more reasons to not like you. Just beat the hell out of them.
I agree. I'm gonna tell you my issue with the 4th and 8 is. I'm taking my 3 because 12 and is nothing can happen at this point. Like, not a single thing can happen. So it don't make sense at that point. I can't get the logic of that at all. And then if you're going to go for that 4th and 8, be ready. We ain't even ready. the play was like, it was like, it was kind of like a little discombobulated. And that's why the throw was off. I'm like, well, then what the fuck did you go for it for? Like, if you're not going to make sure you got exactly the play, you got the alignment you want, and you're going to execute this play at its highest level, it makes zero sense to call that, to run that play for me at that point. And again, I'm like, you know, check the temperature, man. Feel the room out a little bit. They starting to believe a little something. You know, the chance is loud. The crowd's still there. You know what I'm saying? They still in their heavy. They starting to believe. I'm like, kill all hope. Because this would have been worse than Georgia Tech. This would have been absolutely worse, because if they get that onside, they recover that onside, and then God forbid hit us with like a Hail Mary, you lose this game. A game that you completely embarrass these people. How embarrassed would you be to be on the losing end of that game, 29-28, and you kick their ass all game? Like, that was my biggest issue with it. Just at that point in time, it didn't make sense to me. That, and probably my other late game criticism would be, get Lightfoot and Booker out there more in these late game situations, especially when we know they're just going to throw it. Bethedore and Maine, God bless them, bro. They play so many snaps. I'm like, you know, you talking about getting the second D, bro. I'm like, they gas. They got great conditioning, but they gas. I'm like, bro, rotate some of these other guys. Rotate in your speed rushes. Because Castellanos is tired too. But, you know, he ain't
270 pounds. You know, one thing with that is Bane and Mesidor are telling the coach, don't take me out of the game. They telling him, like, I don't care. I tell them, don't take me out.
I know, but, hey, big man, quit breathing for me. Let's get some of these guys to just actually bring them down. You're right there, and I see it, but you can use a quick breather. And, you know, like I said, Booker Pickett is sitting on the sideline, Lightfoot on the side. Let the boys chase them down now. They got just that little extra step that I think you see the sack converted, as opposed to him scrambling out and getting, you know, throwing that pass down for the 10-yard, 12-yard, 8-yard. You know, you know how they were doing in the fourth, where they were just kind of hitting us with little shots.
Man, they were playing sandlock out there. Them boys, they were like, hey, man, look, make
– run around. Run around, I'll throw it to you.
Yeah, I'm going to just run around. They're not gonna catch me. And if you get open, I'm going to throw the ball. It wasn't no play call. They're like, listen, man,
nah,
if you get open, I'm going to get you the ball.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. You know, and that was my big criticism down towards the end of the game. I know that's what's happening with them boys, not wanting to come out. And I appreciate that spirit. But I would have just like went ahead and buried them, put them in, you know, get them in the dirt. You saw the little fella crying at the end of the game. Like, he just been a lifelong no. Cause you don't know, people done sold your dream. You thought you were gonna win a natty or some goofy shit over there. You thought you was going to do something big over there, but it is not to be. Maul pulled up on us. What's up, Maul? What you got for us? Oh, so you done muted on me. All right. And then he jumped out as soon as I asked him to talk.
I thought he was going to. But, yeah, man, my whole assessment of the game, again, like I said, it was that team trash. That team trash. It's like you just said, Le'Veon, earlier, it's not a Florida State team that we've grown up to watch. You know what I'm saying? As much as we can hate them, we've grown up to watch Florida State have some real dominant teams, especially on that D-line. They just ain't got nothing. Like, you don't see no Darnell Dockets.
Right.
You don't see no Corey Simons. You know what I'm saying? You don't even see, like, no from the second level from linebackers. You don't see no Peter Bullwares and, like, you don't see none of that. Like, it's nothing. Like, on their defense, I'm looking at their defense. I'm like, it's not one player on their defense that worries me, and it's not one player on their defense that I would trade for someone on my defense.
Absolutely not.
Granted, you say the big boy, Jackson, and that's just because he, what, 6'6"? I mean, but yeah. Other than that, like.
It's funny. Yeah, I think he would thrive with us. That's the funny part.
Probably.
Well, I heard, I was listening to Kane's Insight. I heard D-Money said he 0-3 in this rivalry. I was like, yo, that's hilarious. You lost with us, and that's the big crazy. Reason we lost that game, because, man, they were running right at his ass that game. And then he flipped to the other side and lost two times in a row. I was like, what? You might be the first guy to ever pull that trick off. Which you was about to say, Maul? I think we got him back.
Thanks, man. I had my wife called me, man. I wanted to go back to the fourth quarter. I just wanted to get my point in there. Like, yeah, I had ahead, no issues with none of the decisions, right? I liked every decision because the Notre Dame game, my complaint was make them march down the field, make them use clock, and then we got burnt with that tight end play. So right, for me, right. My attitude was like, make them go 19 minutes because I had somebody text me with 28-11. They thought the game was over. And I'm like, game ain't over yet. Too much time on the clock. Now, when once we got it to where the drive ended on like 3 minutes left, the clock became our friend at that point.
Right.
And I think a lot of people, to me, we were playing against the clock, not as much as the score. And the reason why I didn't want to kick a field goal was, for one, we didn't kick a field goal all game. And I just had a bad feeling. Like you said, there was something weird in the air. I did not want to risk a block. I just didn't want to take that chance of some mechanics happening, a blown snap. Remember, I still have a little PTSD about the field goal game. So for me, I was like, just go for it. You're up two scores, right? 9-12. If we're only up 7, yeah, kick a field goal, get up two scores. But for me, with the time left, you know, it was worth it. And I wouldn't say we were conservative. We just didn't execute well. Because it's not like we went run. Now, could the play calls been different? Could the players did what they could have done better? Yes. And I think it's good that they got that taste in their mouth on the bye week so they could work on it. They know they're not a finished product. And I think, you know, that's important. But I would just tell fans, like, I just didn't like a lot of people saying we were conservative. I didn't think we were conservative. We just didn't execute. And I just want to make this a quick point. How the fuck they didn't get caught with no holes that whole game?
Yeah, it's rough in college.
Not
you
know, one.
That's what I try to tell people. That's what I try to tell people because you remember, I think they showed like some of the stuff in the Florida game. And I was like, bro, getting a hold in college, they don't call it like that. And it's just, I know you think it's just your team, but they just don't call it at the clip that that I think it should be at the collegiate level. But, you know, kind of to piggyback off your point, we'll wrap it up here in a second. You know, like I said, I would too. I don't mind conservative, but conservative don't always have to look exactly the same way. That was all. Like, you could be conservative in the play selection where you may not go for some of the shots down the field. But, yeah, I just didn't want to see, you know, Jordan Lyle and Mark Fletcher just running in the eight people. You know what I mean? Like, and it was just, they was like, ain't no way. And again, the crowd behind them. So they wasn't going to let us just bust one up the middle. That wasn't going to happen. Now, we could bounce one on the outside. Kind of like Marty Brown did when that little pileup happened and he spun out of that touchdown he took away from us. But I want to see something where we get the traffic going to one side and then counter to the other side, something like that. Where it's still conservative, but it throws them off a little bit just on the play call. That was my big thing. Conservative don't mean you're not trying to still move the ball or you just scared to you know, and all you want to do is run the clock out. It's just lower risk type plays was what that means to me. But I thought we could have executed some better lower risk plays and maybe diversify the play calling just a little bit down the very end of the stretch. That was probably my biggest criticism. But I don't know. All in all, man, just it looks the way it's been looking all year to me, just completely dominant. And with that, that's why I say best team in the nation. I'm not giving nobody no credit over us. I am going to change one thing. I'm going to change one thing. I had us at 11-1. You can talk there. I'm going 12-0.
You ready to jump on board with me?
Remember, I know all chat now. I had Louisville, but I don't think Louisville got it. I thought Louisville was going to be a little bit better.
You ready to jump on board with me?
Yeah, man. I'm out. I'm 12-0 with it. I'm not in the locker room. Oh, and I want to say this, too. I like what Jacoby Thomas said they asked him what was one of the differences is he found out being on this team versus other teams he's been on. And he was like, everybody ain't all in that locker room amped up about this win. Because I think they realized there was some meat left on the bone. There was some execution things they didn't like. They'll take that win. But I think this team, like I mentioned before, is so locked in and so keyed in that they're going to have their fun, but they're also they're trying to compete and execute at a level of excellence. So, cool, we got this win. But, man, we left about 21 points out there, and they were upset with that. I like that. That speaks a lot to what kind of team we got. What you got, D-Rock? I know you don't want me to go 12-0. I'm going 12-0. I'm not on the team.
Not on the team. Listen, I'm gonna make a I'll jump on board, right? I gotta see how we look after the bye week against Louisville on a Friday, because we don't play too good on Fridays until we break the trend, right? And then I think we got SMU the week after. So I wanna see how we look after them two games. If we win those two games, hey man, 12-0. We undefeated.
Hey, listen. I'm stuck at 12-0. I don't care about Louisville, SMU. Hey, I watch Louisville, and I'm like, man, they finna be in pure hell with our D-line. They ain't gonna learn, couldn't block nothing.
It's not that I don't think that they're good. I'm just saying, like, we're us playing on a Friday. Like, we don't play good on these Fridays.
Robbie, I let that go, bro. Like,
yeah,
it's not. No, I got it right, but Ma, that's not necessarily a narrative when we can go back to games we played on Friday where we just haven't been good. That's
man,
not.
Man, D-Rob, you said that same thing last time about us coming off a bye. Oh, listen, we all them narratives of the old is dead, nigga. This 2025. Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna tell you the difference, D-Rob. I'm gonna tell you the difference. This team is just better. That's the difference. You're right, because we haven't done well off of those things. But I've been saying this as a Miami fan for years. We haven't been as talented as people think we are. And if you ever question it, just go look at the NFL. The NFL always gonna tell you the truth. If you were that talented, if we were truly as talented as we thought we were, oh, we should have just kept winning the ACC every year, blah, blah, blah. Where are the players? Al Golden was the last one to actually, and he couldn't get it done. Now, Al Golden brought in a lot of NFL talent. After that, it's here and there.
Just look at last year's team. Besides Cam.
Right, versus them. Right. Look at how many NFL players we had on that.
Y'all remember the summer show when the schedule first came out, I had told y'all the only game we might lose is Notre Dame. I said if we win that one, I didn't see the Florida hype, and I think if we make it through this part 5-0, we're just going to win the rest of these games because it's just going to be a different team, and I stand on that. After that, I don't know what's going to happen, but seeing this schedule, seeing what these other teams are doing, I just don't see us just losing to these teams. But at the same time, it's just focus on this bye week and focus on Louisville, like. We don't really got to – I don't even know the schedule to where – I know the schedule, but I'm not focused on who we might lose. Like what D-Rob said, Louisville, so then maybe you got SMU on the mind, but that's really it. This team is just locked in on the next game. They're not thinking ahead. They're not running narratives, you know, talking about Carson Beck is this, so we got a good chance and all of that. So, man, I just think this team is made for a special regular season. After that, all bets is off. We'll see what we can be. But it's just there's no team we're gonna play against that can match up at this point. It would have to be
man, epic. Listen, I'm gonna tell you why I stood on 12-0. Because when I went to practice and I looked at the team, and the crazy part is, and I'm just gonna say straight up truth, I still think we have some talent that even hasn't even played. That should be playing. And you look at our team now, you're saying, now we playing good. And probably our best receiver ain't played yet. Probably, the D lineman Scott. Scott isn't playing as much as he should be playing. He's probably been our best D tackle when I've seen it. But he's not playing.
I can't believe he get Danzy now. I wanted him to get him down on that play so bad.
Yeah. I wanted him to get him, man.
But right,
yeah, you
there,
know what I'm
right
saying?
There.
I'm I'm just keeping it a buck. I think this team is really, really, really talented. And you know, bias or not bias, I just think, yeah, we could play or beat anybody in the country. Like right now, man, I tell them line it up, and I put whatever money they want to put up on it because I'm down for the cause. I'm just keeping it a buck.
I watch ball, like, you know, I know all y'all, we watch ball. And I gave credit to other teams I thought was pretty good. I lied on one of them, and I apologize. I thought Penn State was good. I'm gonna come to – you know what the thing is I don't know why I said that shit in a way, because I've been the biggest Drew Aller hater on this side of Mississippi. I do not get the hype behind this kid at all. I've never seen him play good football. Not one time. So that was me reading the clippings on that. Penn State garbage, too. They dropped them boys all the way out of top 25. Let a team with no wins beat them. But, yeah, as I look across the rest of the college landscape, I gave credit to a couple teams I think are good. I think Oregon's good. I think Ohio State's good. But, like I say, shit, run that shit. Line it up. And I like our chances. That's in a neutral. You put us in a neutral.
Now, I'm going to say this. Very good. Now, I'm going to say this. And I said it before the season started. I said it during the season started. And people laughed until I said it Saturday. And people said, well, maybe you might be right, X. I said, Texas Tech, $50 million roster, is starting to catch my eyes.
Yeah.
And people was like, man, what did I say? All right, look. And they ain't playing. They ain't got to play nobody over there. Nope. So I'm like,
nah.
All right, play with them.
They got a good path, for sure. They got a good path, for sure. Once I saw them, I watched that Utah game, and I was like, shit, boy, I got a little something over there. But, you know, that's the kind of problem I believe we're going to have is, you know, the theme of the season, man, seeing the playoffs, bitch. I'm more concerned about the teams that we may line up against them, because I think this team, like I said, truly is taking one and no mentality. I don't think they're looking ahead. I think they're very critical of themselves. Mario's definitely still been very critical of this team with all the success, you know, not eating rat poison, getting these guys to stay locked in, focused, and realize that the job not even close to done yet. But, yeah, I just don't think – looking forward to the rest of the schedule, I don't think any team we got scheduled presents a particular problem. If we stay healthy and Carson Beck stays healthy, now, that's the thing. If it go to Emory, I'm going to have to adjust my total if we have to end up going to Emory. But knock on wood, ain't no reason for Beck to get hurt. He gets stand up right pretty much. He don't scramble a lot. He did go a little bit this game, just a tad. I want to talk to him. If anybody get on the line, I'm going to tell him, just no matter what, brother, unless the game on the line, please, no more scrambles.
Yeah, that one scramble important. Where he turned his back.
Like, yeah, yeah, like,
nigga, what, man, you just, come on, just slide. Man. What
you, yeah, you got to get down, man. You're too important to the call, baby. We got too much stuff going on right now. And this thing could really be up. But yeah, man, hell of a team we got, man. We're coming up on the bye week. We'll pull back up on y'all, man. Maybe look at the second half of the roster. We can get into a little recruitment because the coach is going to be out there on the trail with this downtime. Start seeing what's out there to be flipped and, where they zeroing in on guys. All the narratives are changing, man. Everything's changing around. And salute to everybody that's making it possible on that staff, from the nutritionist to the strength and conditioning to the recruiting department. This is hard work coming to fruition, and everybody that's involved, man, should be patting themselves on the back and just to see the turnaround. Like I said, job not done, more work to be done, but god damn, bro, it's great to be a Miami Hurricane, is it not?
Hell yeah.
Let's go.
Always great to be a Cane, baby. Yeah. Especially now.
It's great. It's great. Man, I love it. I know y'all hate it. If you ain't on this team, but all the Canes fans is clicking in with us, man, be excited, bro. I told y'all this shit. We ain't had nothing to feel. And look at us. Nothing to feel, baby. We're going to get up out of here. We'll be back with y'all soon. Peace.
Peace, peace, peace.
We going to let the band deal with this.
Hey. It's 26 degrees.